On a beach just north of Seattle, Indigenous people are trying to revive a centuries-old tradition. As KUOW's John Ryan reports, it might also help tribes fight climate change.
Since time immemorial, as the saying goes, people of the Swinomish tribe in what is now Washington State farmed the waters with a technology called clam gardening. Not long after Europeans showed up here, the practice was lost.
It was stolen from us.
What do you mean?
All of our teachings, all of our practices, our connections to this place, our connections to each other, our connections to all living things was stolen from us with settler colonialism.
Alana Quintasket is a Swinomish tribal senator. She's standing at water's edge on Skagit Bay.
We're working hard to restore these practices, to bring back these teachings, and to restore our relationships.
Quintasket is one of a few dozen people in work gloves and rubber boots. They're gathered on a small island about 50 miles north of Seattle on one of the lowest tides of the year.
Today we are starting to build the rock wall for our clam garden.
A clam garden is a traditional indigenous way of boosting shellfish production. There hasn't been a clam garden in the United States for a couple hundred years. Rock by rock, this muddy gathering is changing that. As beefy men push heavy wagons of boulders through the mud, adults and children form a long line down to the water's edge.
We're passing rocks.
Marcia Julius and her three kids are here.
This seemed to make more sense than all of us going back and forth.
If you've ever heard the old tribal saying,
when the tide goes out, the table's set,
then you have a sense of how important shellfish are to native cultures in this part of the world.
Oh, it's definitely a part of who we are. Our lives work better when we're able to eat our traditional foods.
All those rocks are turning into a wall about knee high and a couple hundred feet long. Over time, it'll capture sediment on its upland side and expand habitat for things like butter clams and little neck clams.
We're all going to be so sore tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
All our muscles.
Michael Wilson of the Paukuchin Nation has come down from Vancouver Island in Canada to help.
Seaweed, crabs, clams, oysters. Everything comes right in behind this wall and it gets protected and it gets more nutrition than when there's no wall here.
In British Columbia, a few tribal nations have rebuilt clam gardens. They're sharing their expertise and muscle.
We wanted to have as much food as we can for our people.
Woody Underwood is visiting from the Sayout Nation.
These teachings have been with us for thousands of years.
Carbon dating has showed some clam gardens around Vancouver Island to be as old as the Egyptian pyramids.
In Canada, we were colonized by the plow. Government didn't want us to do this. They wanted to turn us into farmers.
Underwood says it's been a long haul, but Coast Salish people on both sides of the border are bouncing back and reviving their cultures.
So seeing us here today, guess what? We didn't only survive, but we're thriving.
The long chain of rock passers kind of looks like an old-timey bucket brigade for fighting a fire. But this is a boulder brigade for fighting climate change. Crushed shell bits are expected to pile up behind the clam wall. They can help neutralize some of the carbon dioxide that's making seawater more acidic and less hospitable to shellfish. Here's Swinomish Senator Alana Quintasket.
We're supporting our relatives of the sea in a time of crisis because it's not just climate change anymore. We are in crisis mode. And this is just a little bit of work that we can do to support their home.
Quintasket says one of the biggest benefits has been getting to work together with tribal relatives from the other side of the border.
It's brought nations together that haven't been brought together in generations.
Some walls divide communities. This one is bringing them together. For Here and Now, I'm John Ryan.